Yes, you are close. And you think of it, I mean, open up your brain, just let it swell a little bit, and consider that the same length of coax connected to the same transmitter but operating on a different band would be different, a different impedance, because you changed bands now. And the waveform that you're transmitting out of your transmitter, it's going out there, it's a different waveform, a different frequency of waveform. And the same coax and antenna does not operate the same. That's why a lot of people, that they're very serious about, say their favorite band is 20 meters, they will cut a resonant 20-meter antenna. And it will be resonant on 20 meters. It won't be resonant on 30 meters. In order to get it to operate on 30 meters, which a lot of people like to do, or 40 or 60 or whatever, you have to, there'll be a mismatch. And you have to change that with a matching transformer. Does that help?
Go ahead, comment. Let me think, Larry. I think there's three things I need to weigh here. Instead of, I got to look at the frequency, waveform. That matters. The length of coax, or the impedance of the coax, that matters for that frequency. And the length of the antenna matters for that frequency. So it's not just a positive and negative here. There's three things that matter, that they have to be, I guess, I'd lack of a better word, they have to be balanced, I guess.
Balanced or in tune. If you play guitar or fiddle or mandolin or something like that, each string, maybe they're a different gauge of wire, but they're tuned to a note. And it's resonant with some other strings on the instrument. It's dissonant on some strings, so you know some notes don't sound good played together. But the vibration, you may not think of it because it doesn't hum or anything, but RF goes out into the air. It's a vibration of electromechanical energy. KK4JBQ, we had a comment in there.
Anyway, yeah, I was basically going to say what you were saying. I think your name was Larry. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. But I always viewed impedance as, don't look at it as resistance. Look at it as the frequency, but also maybe, Chad, think of it as harmonics. And when you, basically what he was saying too, when you're tuning a guitar, if one of the strings is off, the harmonics is going to be off, and so it's not going to work in conjunction. When that string is tuned correctly, the natural harmonics are going to come through. So it's going to be, from my understanding, and you guys are free to correct me, the impedance is going to be based off of whatever frequency you would like to pull in, or what harmonic you would like to receive.
That's right. That's pretty much right. The harmonics, it's a lot like music. It really is. And if you are in any way interested in musical instruments, this is easier for you. If you watched a string vibrate in fluorescent light, because there's an imperceptible flicker in a fluorescent tube, but if you hold a vibrating string up in that fluorescent light, it will, the oscillation of the light will beat against, because they're not the same frequency, it's 60 hertz. So that 60 hertz light will beat against the frequency of the string, and you'll see the string wave in a way that, under other light conditions, you can't. KK4JPQ.
Okay, consider this a step closer. I think some of the issue is that I'm thinking, okay, well, this portion of this equation is not important, and I just skip over it. But I can see right now that that's not the case, and I've made a lot of notes. Let me digest what I've got and figure out if I can find some way to make a picture of each one of these items instead of trying to figure out what the definition is and put a group of pictures together. It's the way my mind works. I'm sorry. But anyway, let's just table this. Let me digest what I've got, and maybe I need to just go over to Walt's house and say, okay, but I got a piece of wire. You're just going to have to show me how to do this. And if I can get my hands on it, I can figure it out. But starting on a piece of paper with a bunch of math, it's just, that never really ends up well with me. But I'll figure out a way, because I got to get a handle on this.
And KK4JBQ. Another way to look at a problem like this, to bring it more into focus, is to consider what the outcomes are going to be. If I do this, what can I expect to be the outcome? If I don't do it right, what's the outcome going to be? Well, if you do it right, then your signal will launch out into the air, and a lot of other things depend on how the antenna is designed, where it will go, okay? If it's not done right, then all these vibrations at thousands of times per second, or indeed millions of times per second, is going to just heat up the wire. So this is important, because in Pete's matching is important, because it's either another ham, I like the way he puts it, all those little squigglies go out the wire. Either it's an antenna, or it's a heater. It's a heater wire. You burn up all your energy in heat. Those are the two consequences. One's a good thing, one's a bad thing. And I will mention one other thing while I've got the key down. There is a fella who writes an article in the QST. His name is Dave Kassler. His call sign is K-E-0-O-G, Kilo Echo Zero Oscar Golf. He writes a column in QST, Ask Dave. His name is Dave Kassler. But he also has a YouTube channel. He's had a YouTube channel for a long time. He has hundreds of videos. He explains things very well with pictures, and he expresses things very well. He's very knowledgeable. I would point you to his videos if you have some time this week. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I think that's some of my issue, Larry, is that when I go on YouTube looking for this or that, it's, okay, you need to cut your antenna this length. This is how you hook the feed line up. This is how you hook the coax in. It's just not a lot of explanation there of, okay, why this is important, but I got it. I'll digest this. Let me think on it, and then maybe by next Tuesday I can get to a point where I can say, okay, here's a couple more questions, or I got it. So when I can explain it back to you and it makes sense, then I got it. But until I can do that, I probably don't have a handle on it. Can we at least agree on that tonight?
That's true. And then also, you want to be aware of yourself in the real world. You're sitting in front of a radio. You can put an antenna right on the back of the radio, but you don't want to be there. There's RF energy that's going to be not very good and not healthy for you. And the wiring in your house is going to interfere with the signal. No, you want to get the antenna out there in the backyard somewhere. And to get it that far separated from the back of the radio, you have to connect it with coax. This is why all those pieces are necessary. Everything that you do has a consequence. Fortunately, all this stuff's been thought out by other people. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just copying what other people do, and they do it successfully, and I believe I understand the science. And finally, and it does take a while, I understand the science and know why it does what it does and why I must do what I do in selecting the parts and pieces that will make it all work. It will become clear. But you do have to consider where you are, where their antenna is. You must be separate. You don't want to sit right on top of an antenna. So I'm glad so many were in here, and I'm glad, I'm glad that Walt started this. It does, and there are people that we may never know of, we may never meet, who are listening to this and benefiting, let's say. And thank you, Chad, for bringing up the questions. KK4JBQ.
Daniel, Patrick, Walt, thank you for the QSO tonight. I appreciate it, and I hope we didn't disturb anybody wanting to use the repeater. But this is KO4NUE73s to all, and y'all have a wonderful night, and I enjoyed it as usual. Y'all have a safe week. I'm clear.
KO4NUE, we got the repeater till 1 o'clock, according to Dave, before it times out. Chad, if you need anything, I've got bunches and bunches of big insulators, and I've got thousands of feet of RG-75 antenna coax. It ain't worth a darn except making antennas out of over here. I mean, cable TV antenna wire makes good ham radio antennas.
Appreciate it, bud. I'll give you a holler, maybe more or something. Let me think about this for a while. And like I said, 73s, y'all. I enjoyed it. I'm clear.
Soaked up a lot of information tonight, didn't you?
T.Y., thanks for all the info, and I love just listening in the background and kind of hearing more about this stuff. Thanks, guys.
This is going to be K4OIM, I'm on. Guess I'm going to close out the round table portion and get my butt up there and go to bed. 73s, everybody. Larry, I appreciate you checking in tonight. And everybody else, 73s. Andy, old man on the mountain, 73s, buddy.
4JBQ, 73s to you, Walt. Good night, everyone. KK4JBQ clear.